Two emergency dispatch centers in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough are one too many, according to findings of a study released to the Borough Assembly at its last meeting. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, a plan to consolidate Palmer and Wasilla's 911 emergency call centers is gaining favor in the borough, although critics say the merger will only hamper state law enforcement capabilities.
If you dial 911 from a cell phone within the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, your call goes to the Palmer Dispatch Center. Dispatchers there determine the location of the caller, then reroute the call to Wasilla if necessary. It's the rerouting that is causing problems within the system, according to Joe Blatchka with Bothell, Washington-based ADCOM Engineering.
Consolidating can address all of these issues. There's a pretty significant improvement in call processing time and call processing flow if you were to consolidate.
Blatchka's company recently presented a draft feasibility study on consolidating the two dispatch centers within the borough at a special meeting of the Borough Assembly and the City Councils of Palmer, Wasilla, and Houston. Blatchka said there is a framework in state law that allows consolidation. That task will take 5 to 7 months, construction or renovation of a new building, and a hike in phone surcharges within the borough. Dave Maganet, also with ADCOM, said the two systems are performing the same functions. They both use the computer-aided dispatch system, or CAD, the primary tool for tracking and handling incidents, but the CADs are not communicating with each other.
Some 911 callers basically have to tell their story twice in order to get assistance because of the way calls are routed. There is a potential for uncoordinated responses, and this occurs when emergency medical might be dispatched to a location where law enforcement has also been dispatched. But because they're dispatched by two different agencies, there's the potential that they may not know each other are responding.
Maganet says nationwide, the most common 911 call is a domestic violence call. If a domestic violence call comes into Palmer from an unincorporated area, it would be transferred to Wasilla to determine if law enforcement or medical help is needed. If EMS is needed, the call is then rerouted back to Palmer. The bouncing back and forth forces the caller to tell his or her story multiple times, delaying response time and confusing the record keeping.
The higher call volume due to the population increases was a big driver, we think, for change. That's going to get even trickier because, of course, the areas of growth are in those unincorporated areas, which, you'll remember, are being dispatched by somebody different than the folks who are dispatching EMS.
But the Alaska State Troopers say the consolidation could hurt statewide law enforcement efforts. Matthew Levesque, a deputy director at the Alaska State Troopers, told the group that the Department of Public Safety would prefer to have a number of dispatch centers in small communities to better serve outlying areas.
We just don't see a way that we can integrate because there is no model that supports it. And it would seem to harm our ability to serve all of the citizens of the state.
Other aspects of the study recommend a reduction in dispatch staffing. Maganet says the borough spends about $3.5 million annually to provide emergency services. He says the consolidation would not necessarily save the borough money. In fact, it may cost more, but the service level to the public and to emergency responders would be higher. I'm Ellen Lockyer.